the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Yes, hello folks, welcome to Beyond the Pitch. I'm your host, as always, Phil Brown. And delighted to be joined on the show today with old Arsenal right back Lauren, of course, part of the Invincibles, part of the team that won the FA Cup, went on to Portsmouth, played in the African Cup of Nations, played in the World Cup for Cameroon. A guy with a fascinating story, fantastic right back, fantastic guy, does so much work now for Arsenal. And delighted to be joined on the show with him. Lauren, how you doing, pal?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you spending your days today? You living back in Spain now?
Yeah, I'm living in Spain, in the south of Spain.
But it...
Magnificent weather, I have to say that.
Yes.
Wonderful people.
Yes, I can relate to the weather. Living in Los Angeles, we're just like Spain. We have the sun every day. That's your even though you played for Cameroon, you grew up in Spain. You call Spain your home, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I grew up here. My family come from a Spanish colony, so I found myself like a home because it's the place that. Because some people sometimes say that you are where you're born, but I believe that you are where you grew up because you have the culture, you have everything, the place that you grew up. So this is why I think about it.
You have an incredible story, Lauren. You have 22 siblings, right? 21 siblings. There's 22 of you. Do you keep in touch with all your brothers and sisters?
No, it's impossible. It's very difficult to keep in touch with all of them. But yes, about more 15, 16, we are all in touch, yeah.
So I assume that whenever you were growing up, it was like every other household. You fought with your brothers and sisters, you played football with them, you done all the things that all normal kids do, I assume?
Well, basically, you know, like, you know, in the big family, mm-hmm. that's just the, it's two issues. One is that it's very difficult to get until the end of the month. But in the other way hand, you have you share your problems, you share the happiness, you share so many other things. So yeah, it was unbelievable in that way, in that the way that if you look at it, it was great. So I would like to say that it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Sharing your with a big family.
And what did they all go on to do? Did they all go on to be? Did they do anything in sport, or did they just go on to do normal lives?
Yeah, we all study and play football, and then the other do another stuff. Yes.
So you are an ambassador for Arsenal today. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been doing some because Arsenal they're doing an amazing work. All over Africa,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, be part of that that team is something that it's like you're giving back something to African people, because we know the situation in most of the country in Africa. So have a little bit of contribution in that, I think, is something that inspiring me, and it's something that make me feel I'm over the moon every time I get back to Africa because it's a fantastic opportunity that Arsenal is collaborating in many ways in across Africa, and be part of that team, it made me feel fantastic.
It's funny, I've interviewed a lot of African players, and most of them say the same thing. I remember interviewing Stephen Appiah and telling me the same thing, how important it was after football to go back into their communities in Africa to give back to the kids, many of whom they see parts of themselves in these kids that don't have it easy. They have an amazing love of football, and it's very important for you to contribute back into those communities. That's important for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in the long terms, this is one of the things that I would like and I would love to do. Be part of that. Try to help the young kids, the young generation, and because we were lucky to get away from all the troubles with all the. Difficult situations, and then I think that African football, we can do much more in the constructive way. There is too many things that I think in an economic way, something structural that can allow the young generation to compete in the same level as the European and the South American peoples. So I think we have a lot of to do, and I would love to be part of that and contribute that the young generation get the chance and the opportunity to fight in the same level as the other kids in the world.
I read an interview you did with the fantastic Sid Lowe that you said you can increase the World Cup. It doesn't matter. Yes, it's great that it's going to mean more African nations can compete. But unless there's governance about how the money is spent at African football federations, it's not going to change anything. Do you feel that more needs to be done to make sure that the football associations within Africa make sure the money is spent properly?
Of course, there's a few factors in that way. I mean, what I'm saying that is that when people said about we increase more African countries playing the World Cup, but the distribution of the income that the African teams are doing in that way is not the same level. In the way that you said, yes, African football, there is more countries playing that, but the income that FIFA gets because of those teams, it has to be distributed in the proper way. In the way that you give to the, let's say, Brazilian, Germans, or Spanish, you give them hundreds, but you have to give the African the same 100, not give the Africans 20.
Right.
And that 20 have to be invest in the right way. I mean, what I say that is in the right way, that putting the basis that to allow the African countries develop in the same way. There is so many ways that we can do that. And, you know, it's something that we have to look at it, and people above the federation, and they have to look at it, because it's not... you have to give the chance to the kids and in the football to be allowed to compete in the same level as the other continents do. I mean, it's something that we have to look at it and very seriously.
When you went,
because
to,
for me, it's yeah. a big slogan. It's a big slogan. Say that football for the pause or no. I mean, it's a bigger slogan, but let's do it in the proper way.
Yes.
Not only for the bigger slogan.
I agree with you. When you went to play in the World Cup for Cameroon, did you notice a huge difference in how Cameroon, with the facilities, and how they helped the Cameroonian players prepare in comparison to what you were doing at Arsenal or what other countries were doing? Was the Cameroon Football Association doing enough to help you as players to prepare for a World Cup with the facilities and everything?
Of course. I mean, I believe that we are not doing enough. And it's not just Arsenal. Arsenal is a big team. It's a huge institution. But mm-hmm. I've been playing for Sevilla and Mallorca. They are not bigger as Arsenal, mm-hmm. but they do the thing in the right way.
Sure.
So if you compare that, the way that African teams are preparing for the World Cup, are preparing for the Confederation Cup, and are preparing for the international competition, is a very low standard as the European as or the South Americans do. I think it's done to the federation to have a look and to dig to the trouble and try to work on it and be improved. Because what happened in Africa is people get a bit relaxed. We have to try to improve every single year, every single competition. And to be allowed to do that is the fund that we get and the income that we get from the FIFA and the Federation, try to invest it in the proper way. And that maybe in the long term, African football can be compared or can be challenged in the same level as the rest of the world. If we don't do that, we always will be two or three steps behind.
I hope so, because Africa gives so much to the world of football. Let's talk about your time at Arsenal, because you played in the last Arsenal team to win the league in that fantastic Invincibles team. You went through a whole Premier League season without losing a game. What's your memories of playing for that team?
I mean, the memory was fantastic memories. I mean, people were just talking about how good we were. And but there were so many situations that it wasn't as easy as people think. I mean, I think we had a great spirit as a team. We have people that really wants to win every single game. They want to be the best in every position, every single day of their life. And if you have that, and also you mix with the quality and an intelligent manager, I think we had the result. But nowadays, it doesn't happen because I think we miss something in that dressing room. We miss at Arsenal people that really fight for the flag, the people that really fight for them, for the fans, and try to be the best every single day of their life. I mean, we've had a fantastic squad right now, but we miss that kind of things that make you be a champion.
When you look at young players coming through today, do they have that personality where they're willing to die for a shirt, they're willing to give everything, they're so hungry they want to win, or do they, as soon as they get the first challenge, they call their agent, I want to leave, I want to go somewhere else? Is the young player today the same as when you were coming through?
I believe that the young generation, there is so many people around them. Is to say that the coach say to you something, but you have the guy behind you from the communication, you have the guy from your agent, you have your father, you have the guy that take your, the masseur, everybody tell you something apart from the manager. So it's more difficult to, in nowadays, to control those players. I've even said that as well. I believe that people actually, those young generation, they are, you know, a bit more relaxed than in our time. So it's a couple of few factors that make them not playing the same level as we did in the past. Apart also from the other teams are better teams, they are more people more 4 or 5 teams that they can compete. I mean, in the Premier League, but overall, people are a little bit more softer than in our days.
Yes, can Arsene Wenger win the league again at Arsenal, Lauren?
Yeah, I think it's possible. Yeah, I think it's possible. But I've got some doubts in everything that we said just few minutes ago. I mean, but they still, I think the people have to believe they can do it. But it's gonna be difficult.
Who's the greatest player you ever played with? Ito
the
or
greatest
Henri?
Player?
Is it Eto or Henri?
I will go for.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think I will go. That is, I played with so many great players. That all of them, they were fantastic players. But I will go. I will take Henri, with all my respect to Eto, Beckham, all of the greatest one. But I will go for Henri because he was the guy that he wants to be the best every single day of his life. That's why he became the Arsenal top scorer.
So I want to ask you about the loss at Old Trafford that ended the result, of course, that ended your 49-game unbeaten run. Most Arsenal fans remember that game very bitterly. They feel that a lot went against them with the referee. Wayne Rooney died for the penalty. What's your memories of that game?
I don't want to remember that one.
Sorry, I'm a big Man United fan.
Yeah, but you know, it was, you know, things happening because it was so many tension between Arsenal and United.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It wasn't that only that game. It was a consequence of so many games that we play and we challenge between each other. So that's why when Mal Nistelrooy missed that penalty, we went all after him because it was so many tension.
Yeah, when he hit the bar. So you were also at Sevilla when Maradona was there, right at the end of his career. You were a young kid back then. Tell me, what was that like? What was that like?
I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, Maradona was, you know, I remember him taking free kicks and scoring like a 10, 15 free kicks, one after another. And it was one moment when everybody was against Sevilla because they were playing a terrible game. And, you know, people was flicking, you know, paper, things like that. And then he took one of those papers, he lifted, and he kicked it back to the crowd. So everybody, you know, it turned the mood from, you know, people against the team, and people start to stand and try to encourage the team again. I mean, it was a phenomenal play, unbelievable.
And then, of course, you went to Portsmouth at the end of your career. Was it obvious to you, Lauren, when you went to Portsmouth, this is a football club in trouble, this is a football club that's going to have the problems that it soon had?
Sorry, say again?
When you went to Portsmouth, was it obvious to you, this is a football club in trouble, this is a football club that's going to have serious problems very soon? Was it obvious to you this was a football club in with big issues?
No, we didn't think, when I went there, we nobody knew about what was going to happen in that way. But, you know, overall, when we were there, you know, we were success. I think we won the FA Cup at Cardiff. And, you know, we had a great team with big players like Kanu, Diarra, Pedro Mendes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think also with Harry, because you know what Harry did in that team was awesome. I mean, you know, and I mean, we had a strong team and we get the success at the end of the last year.
Lastly, Lauren, you do this ambassadorial stuff for Arsenal in Africa, which is wonderful. Beyond that, do you have any ambitions to go into coaching, to management? What's the future hold for you?
Well, in reality, I don't like to be a coach. I mean, I know football very well. I know what happened. If I see the game, I can read the game perfectly. But my intention is to be digging into FIFA and digging into African football and try to help Africa. You know, maybe we don't know in future to see. I would love to see an African team winning the World Cup. I mean, and to be able to do that, I think we need to get people that really think about the youngsters and thinking about the young generation and try to be one day African football to be challenged in the same level as the European and the South American team. This is my intention in the long terms.
I hope it comes true. I'd love to see an African nation win the cup, the World Cup. Are you on Twitter, Lauren?
Sorry, say again?
Are you on Twitter? Are you on social media?
If I go Twitter...
Do you have a Twitter account so I can link this to your Twitter account or no?
Yeah, whatever. We can talk this in private, not in...
No, I've just... Do you use Twitter? Are you on social media?
Yeah, I use Twitter, yeah.
Okay, all right. I want to make sure I can find you on there. Lauren, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Incredibly grateful. It's been really interesting. There's so many questions I didn't get to ask you. I'd love to ask you about African academies. And I did an interview with a guy who told me about African kids being sent to Europe that are being picked up by agents and sent there, promised clubs. They don't get clubs. They're left homeless. And we spoke to some of these kids, and it's heartbreaking. And there's so many things I'd love to talk to you about.
Yeah. That's the issue that we have to avoid. I mean, I think we can work it in the right way. If we really think about the kids, if we really think about the population, we can do a lot more with the funds that we get from FIFA.
Yeah.
Invest it in the right way to avoid these situations.
I completely agree with you. Lauren, thank you so much. I wish you all the best, and I'd love to have you back sometime.
Okay, no problem at all, anytime.
Take care, my friend. See ya. Bye.